This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Southeast Asia's top diplomats are meeting to appoint a special envoy to help deal with the political crisis and violence gripping Myanmar and finalize an emergency plan to help control a coronavirus outbreak that many fear is spiraling out of control in the military-ruled nation. The 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations, frequently dismissed by critics as an ineffective talk shop, has been under increasing international pressure to act on the troubles unfolding in Myanmar. The grouping, however, is hamstrung by its policy of non-interference in the domestic affairs of member nations, as well as its requirements to reach a consensus among members. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Sunday, quote, "Upon review of the available information, we are confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people," end quote. He added that there was no justification for the attack. Iran earlier denied being involved. And Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliation. The United States' top infectious disease expert warns more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on ABC's This Week that he doesn't foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. The boss of London's Heathrow Airport told Britain Monday to rebuild confidence in travel by making it easier to go abroad, as speculation grew that the government was poised to slap yet more new rules on arrival.